Is massless. Nice, we saw Kama Protim, Kama Tsuris, Kama Yifanim, Midva Atlas is Mizbatim. She tells Ravek in the person, and it's out of Shavash of Kulan. Midva Atlas is trying to avoid Kula, Tnua, Mamats, Shibudim. The cloud moving forward. There's more what to be marach in the Atlas. Maybe we will be hemshech, but I'm afraid we're going to be miyayish. So I want to talk about a little bit taka, which we haven't focused on lehedia, the tzad atoiv, the tzad the midas atikon zuizus. Zuizus, talking about zuizus, which is that's the tikon from Atlas. So we want to try to shalvet tonight. Maybe talk about behemshech. This nerdic koyach of atzlus, we saw it's such a koyach of mashkes. It's a silent mashkes. It's achul about mashkes, but it's a mashkes ner. Zelu mazeh, zelu mazeh. There's a midah toiva of zvizus. That's a tikkun. I'm not sure. Shtalavek derech binyan. What is the midah of zvizus? Where's the makoymoi? Ma pulosi, ma koychoi. The first shaila is, where does Riza start? That's really the shaila. In other words, Mishtel Devek, that's the Yisoy, that was the hearts of the Indian. Tuch Devim Sis Hasharim, B'chaim Vital. That the Yisoy of Midas Atzlus is very different than other Midas Rois. It's not a Midah that has to be instigated and incited. That's the Mahus of the goof of the person. And that creates this kvedus, this constant kvedus that's there, it's just there. The Seira offer, that's the meat of Atlas. So the question is, Zrizus, from Chal is Magdir, Zrizus is being misgabber over the Atlas. Where does it start? I mean, if the mensch is a gush offer, that's what he is. He's a gush offer. Bishleim or other midah Yisroel, maybe until the chal, they're not there. There's something besides the midah. Of the mensch is called kulei mitchilas of asoif, a gush offer. So where does the nekuda of his garbu start from? Where does it start from? Ayei mekoyim kfoidim. Ayei mekoyim azvizus. Where is the mokum of azvizus? Where does it start? It's a shayla not true. I want to be building. It's pashut shteita avada. But the mokum of midas rizus is somewhere hefer in the mensch. It's somewhere else. The afrius of the mensch is kulei afrius. It's kulei atzlus. It's a non-ending pit of sluggishness, kvedus, of going nowhere, going around in circles. And you're never going to find rizus. You can look at ayim and kaim. You're never going to find it. It's not there. Zrizus, the makoyim of Zrizus, is another koyach, chiyuvi in the mensch, and that's going to be the source of Zrizus. This is the source of the Shmaitza. It has to be. Where's? What is that makoyim? What is that? Where's the makoyim? What's the moitzi of me, the Zrizus? So let's tell the Ravek, I can go back to the original Vader. Let's go back. We saw the original, the Makaris. You mentioned the B'chaim Vital. The B'chaim Vital in the beginning of Shar Kedusha, which we always now mention, is that's a Shulchan Aruch of midas, the shiroshim of the keichas and nefesh, the midas world, or the shiroshim of the midas, shtei darn Reb Chaim Vital. Kabbalah, move on. So we saw over there that the Chaim Vital writes that in the yisoidus of the makeup, the nefesh hashveil in the person, you said a ruach, you said a ish, you said often, you said a mayim. The midas atzlus together with midas atzfus is the yisoid offer. It comes from the afri, it's from the offer. That from that shtam is midas atzfus. Midas atzfus could be mentioned in Yiddish also. Midas atzlus with atzfus. But over there, behemshich at the end, Chaim Vital talks about the tikkun of all the four yisoidus, the bad midas that there is in the four yisoidus, and he talks about the tzahat tikkun. And there he says, Chaim Vital, what's the tikkun of the Yisoid offer? Hasimcha hatadiris bechelka. Someone who has constant simcha bechelka, called the avdin mitshamayel tov, or manor tavodov, v'gam lezaru is atzmoi betachlis hasimcha b'avoydus koyim. Sure is that's the avoider of tikkun of the yisoid ha'ofer. So the two connected two. The midas arois are atzvus and atzlus. Right, mentioned many times. Well, itakas see kachava always. When someone's in depression, he stays in bed. He doesn't do anything. The atzlus is totally shaylit on him. And the other way around also, when a person is atzlus, it will very soon bring atzlus. On the tzad hatoy v'tikun, zokter the simcha and zrizus. Gradly he mentions, it's not a shmuz now, he mentions two simchas, there's two different musagim of simcha, the simcha in chelkoy and simcha in mitzvahs. Kaponim state that the simcha goes together with zrizus. So if we're searching for the source of zrizus, we just have to search for the source of simcha. If we're looking, we're in the sugi here, we're trying to find. Where's the moitse for midas rizus? If we're going to find the source for midas rizus for simcha, we're going to be able to find the source for rizus. V'mayim ha'muzgur, many people make the choice that simcha exists outside of the person. Many people think there is no source for simcha inside of you. If you have a car, and if you have the best wife, and if you have everything, that's what that gives you simcha. That's for sure. After the life, it's a life of when you live that way. Simcha also, there's a source of simcha in the human being itself. There's something that could generate simcha. The mention is koyach hazanefesh has a koyach in him that generates simcha. If we find where that is, that same koyach that generates simcha, it generates rizus, and they're going to go to Zamer. Come out, they're going to go to Zamer. What is that? So, I'm going to bring a curse in the Goyin, but state. A lot of places, again, in the Sugi of Simcha, there's a chelik of the Sugi of Simcha. There's a whole other chelik of the Sugi of Simcha. But in the Goyin, in Chazal, in a few places, you see that the Shurish of Midah Simcha is what's called in the Ruach of the person. The Ruach of the person. Pasuk in Mishlei state. A leiv sameach, a person has a feilach heart, yetiv ponim, his ponim will be ponim shemetivim. Uba'atzvis leiv, someone has depressed, ruach necheya, he has a wounded or broken spirit, he has a broken ruach, the opposite of leiv sameach is atzvus leiv goes with ruach necheh. It's up the goyim. Leiv sameach yetiv ponim mishalibo yisameach ba'amolo yetiv ponim shalo. Someone whose heart is sameach even ba'amolo, even has to toil, yetiv ponim shalo. His face will always be a certain kind countenance on his face. Uba'atz leiv is what we want. Ki yishtoikeku sa'odom lemitzvah la'aso yitzo oy shar dover uba meha ruach, zok the goyim. This is the Goyim we saw last week. Zok the Goyim, there's a musiv that a person has a tshuka, a desire, a drive, an ambition, enthusiasm. See certain people, they're shteikikas. guys running all over town to get this lulav and esek. You barely have time to go look. Oh, the dasim, you know how long it takes me to find the dasim. Sugar. This guy, he's running around to 50 places. It's nonstop. Shtoikus, where does that come from? Where does the shtoikus come from? It comes from the ruach. It comes from the ruach. I saw last week. The Gaon over there says, Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps on feeding that ruach. Every tafkid, every chore, every endeavor that a person has to do, the Gaon says a ruach is what tells him and pushes him to go do that. There's a koyach, a ruach is in the mensch. If it's atzev, it's a simin that is ruach. That ruach is not working the way it's broken. Shavura, perish shavura. V'chotzer ruchay b'chol davar ve'ena isaklam. Mamela, it doesn't do anything because that motivation, that shtup, that current, that energy, that thrust, it's not there. It's not working. It's averaged. Noch again. Perak Yud Ches. This is a famous pasuk. Yud Ches and Gedalit. Shlomo HaMelech says, Ruach ish yichal kal machleyo v'ruach necheyo miyitzen. Is that an interesting thing in life? There's some people, the guy could be chas v'sholom, he could have mamash, he had a machle. He could have to be mamash sick like anything. And the person's an upbeat person, he's still doing, and he's going, and he's still saying shir, and he's, you know, he could have Parkinson's, and he's gone. Ruach ish chal. And there can be another person who, b'chalal, the guy hurts his finger and already, well, everything, the smallest thing in the world, the person can't handle. What's the site? So everything is all in the book. Ruach is shichalka machaleo. Zok to goyim. Kemoshe shesavnu lamalo. Refers to the, what is these two previous goyims, the two previous goyims. Shesimcha bo yodei ruach. There's an inner simcha that comes in the ruach. V'zeo ruach ish. Kishish tomid b'simcha yichalka machaleo. Will nourish. His choyli, he can have a sickness. It will nourish it. It will make it that doesn't break him down. Av sheyovel of machle chas v'shalom, v'yichal kol machaleo b'simchoso yivatlenu. V'simcho will make it z'batul b'shishim. Z'batul b'shishim, it doesn't slow the person down. Avol mi sheyesh l'ruach necheya, this broken spirit, hu yitzavim, mi yochal lisa, says, he can't handle it, no one can handle it. Everyone says, get out of here. It's a person who can't handle anything. He's told the opposite of him. The upbeat person is a person who is not enthusiastic, not a bit mission. Everything is a drag. Everything is that person. Me saying the vilest thing going that the yisoid and the source of simcha is ruach and pasha. This is the source of zrizas also. The mid of zrizas shrei roshay is there's a koyach yuvi in a mensch. Yes, the mensch has afrius in his mensch. He has afrius, but he also has, in the makeup of the human being, there's an ingredient of ruach. It's an all. It's time to ref it. Nefesh, ruach, and neshama. If you know a little bit of the makeup, it's all one big mix. Each one is made up of each other. But there's a bechina of ruach in all chalokim of the mensch, which is a spirit. It's a koyach. It's a koyach yuvi that you have in you. And this is the koyach that pushes a person, and this is the koyach that propels the person. In Be'emes, Dvorim Pshutim, and it's before Shepasek. We start off with this Pasek. It's before Shepasek, man. Gracious. Yitzios Adam. Vayitzar, stay in Be'ez Pasek. Zayin, Yitzar Hashem Elikim Es Adam, Ofer Min Adam. This is where we start with Adam. This is where it comes, the whole Musk of Atzmus. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the ikar makeup of the human being is offer. Offer is offer. Offer. Afris. Earthly matter, which earthly just sits. Sluggish. Sits. Just drag. Kvedus. That's what offer is. But there's a sefer to the pasuk. That's the ratio of the pasuk. But there's a sefer to the pasuk. Vayipach. It's not the end of the story. It's not all offer. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Vayia odom l'nefesh chayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu took that gush offer. This gush offer, this behemoth be'etzem, and he breathed into it nishmas chayim. Vayhi odom nefesh chayim chayim zokte tagamunkelis leruach mamalo. The neshama with the ruach. Brent Rashi from Chazal v'yipach ba'apov asoy min atachtoinim min el yoinim guf min atachtoinim neshama min el yoinim. The person's a hybrid. The mensch is a hybrid. There was kibbeh b'maisa bereshis between tachtoinim and the mensch is a mishzach. That's what a human being is. And the chelik of atzlus comes from the offer. Yes, from the offer. But there's a bechin of ruach, which again, which seeped into the whole person. The shom and the ruach seeped into the whole, even into the chelik of offer. It's mixed in there. That is the source of Midas Rizis. That's the source of Midas Rizis. And Kinnira, that chelik is exactly opposite Zendu Maseh Asalikim. It's the exact opposite of Aslus. The Ruach and the Neshama Mitzanatma, everything goes fluent, everything flies. Hari Kuvim, nothing. Everything moves. Get the gang. Nothing. No stopping. Everything goes. A gate. Non stop. Productivity, one thing, nothing. Gemara, Tvila, Avoida, Shalom Bayis, Chinuch. It doesn't stop. Go a million things. It doesn't stop. It doesn't get tired. It goes. That ruach kayach of zrizus of comes from the ruach and the neshama of the ruach and the neshama. That's the source, and that also brings simcha to the person. It's elevated. It's opposite of shiflus. It's above. It doesn't get tied down. It doesn't get sinking down. It doesn't get kvedus. It's not sluggish. It's not. It goes. It stays up. It goes. That is what we have to activate if we want to fight the meat of us. That's going to be. Everything we're speaking about the past 2 weeks, 2 months, everything we're speaking about, all the atzlus, how it hits us in so many different parts, in the beginning, in pushing off, in our minds, in our talking, v'chule, in so many different actions. We want to fight that. How do we fight that? We have to be able to activate the koyach of Jesus in ourselves. The atzlus itself, it's never going to, the offer itself is not going to move. Where does it start? There's a koyach yivi in every single human being. There's no one doesn't have it. It could be sometimes like an awesome thing. It's like, no, that's not me. It doesn't exist to me. No. Every human being has this. This is a mensch. He has within him a ruach and a neshama. He has them within him. He's got to be able to activate it. Let's start going back to Mr. Sharon. Let's build it a little bit. The din of dvorim, how do you activate it? Where? And the different, maybe one, let's be set up to sugi a little bit. We read this part of Mr. Yisham. Let's read it again. Mr. Yisham says, and after he touches up, does as a mensch. Kitira kitev in perivov. Kitira kitev adam kavid ma'oid. Ki afri sechom yizgas. Al kein lo yachpo yitza adam b'torich malacha. He touches up does as a mensch. B'tivoy. He's chomrius and a mela. The status quo of a mensch is that it's an uphill battle. The whole life is an uphill battle. Anything you want to do, it's constantly going against this teva of kvedus. So Mr. Sharm afterwards says, so what do you do? He talks about his gabrus and zrizus. You have to be misgaber and misdarish. So it's all his man. Kvedus, you're never going to, no success, no productivity. When Mr. Sharm talks about, let's see, it's chazit river the ganze zeit. When Mr. Sharm talks about Zrizus, he always talks about Gerura, Iskabrus. Iskabrus means Gerura. The meat of Gerura, the meat of Iskabrus always is. In the Muhammad fight, Ruvain is Misgabr on Shimon. Misgabrus always is when there's a Koyach Hamanage. There's another force, you're fighting against something else. And Misgabr means you persevere. You overcome. That's what Iskabrus is. You overcome. There's a koyachet. Iskabrus means that you're going against the teva. There's a teva and you're schlepping kilo in the advances. But there's a diak here. Aburi Weisblum Shlita makes a diak in the Yisharm. This is the Meir de Gazach. Yisharm, if you pay close attention, he chazes over the word Iskabrus twice. He says like this. Shorch is gaber negative at atzmoy. Vi is gaber vi is daris. You should say, Sorosh is Gaber negative Atzmoy Vizdars. What's Vizgaber Vizdars? He says twice, Sorosh is Gaber negative Atzmoy Vizgaber Vizdars. What's these two things? The Terence is like this, Maestro says it. We set up the Mechama between Zvizis and Aslus is Be'etzim between the Mechama between the Ruach and the Ofa. Maybe Choshev Adgoshev point out, the Ruach Mitzan Atzmoy Be'etzim, there's no Mechama, there's no Skabas. If the Ruach, we would be able to take the Ruach and separate it from the Guf, it would just go flying, there'd be no Izgabrus. But the Pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a mensch remains a mensch. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a mensch, he's a mensch. And at the end of the day, the Ruach's got to get the guy's a 250-pound package deal over here. Get moving. He's got to get him moving. He's got to get him thinking about the Tosis, about the Mashah, about everything. He's got to get him with his whole body and everything. He doesn't want to be thinking and going weiter and concentrating and slapping at the garbage and chulei. So it's got to be misgaber over the Yisrael of Abishteto. There are 2 points of misgabers. The word I was explaining. He says, Kanira, the first step is a shail of identity. The first is gaber. Before you do anything, there's a certain misgabers to be misgaber of identifying yourself as an offer. You have to identify yourself with the ruach. That's the first misgabers. Noch them when you get started, you get moving, yeah, there's going to be a whole nother battle, and still the guf is going to be dragging you down, and you got to be misgaber again. What's he saying? Chats like this. The first part is, you know, you want to get out of bed in the morning. You come in the beginning of Seder, and your chavrus is all pumped, and usugya, you know, going vayit to skip, you're on my base, and you're like, ah. When the offer is shailen on the person, when the offer is shailen on the person, that's the standard thing. There's a very big teeth kind of dimension. You cannot see a possibility for you to do anything. You can't even begin to see. You can't even begin to see the start. Forget about make a laning on the whole sugi. I got to do a whole blot the first day of the sugi. You're supposed to read everything and then go back. Read the whole blot and go. I can't even begin to see anywhere. I can't move. I can't move my finger. Forget about going and doing, accomplishing. Why? Because right now you're mizdahe. You identify totally with an offer. You feel like a piece of offer. You feel like something that can't move b'cha. You're not going to be able to b'chalal take off and take on akapanim in the right way. Yechavusa might drag you, but then you're dragged. Yechavusa might push and drag you, or you're magachir, or you're reshchabur, or you're life, or you're a threer. Coolly, people could drag you in life. A lot of people could drag you. Things could drag you in life. But you cannot take off. You can't push yourself. If you don't, there's a scabrous push it to identify that you also are ruach. You got to realize you have the koyach in it. You got to go back to yourself. You got to know that me, Meir Warsek, Yankel, Shmuel, Anshul, David, everyone in this room, I'm also chefs of ruach. I have this other part of me that could be a dominating force in me that could go, that could move, that could go, that could conquer, that could go. This is the first Muhammad. This is the first discovery. This is before anything. Right away, Zokhtim is Yisham, Zokh, she's Gaber, negative Yatzma. Tivi Yatzma is the nature, is the present state. That's offer. You gotta go and be able to identify yourself with the Nishmas Chaim, the Ruach of the Chefes, the Ruach that pushes. Oh, then, okay, say, I'm going. Oh, you think it's over? No, Father, still carrying the suitcases, carrying the offer over here. Now, on the way, all of a sudden, you get to a Shver Mashoah, then all of a sudden it starts pulling down, starts basing out. You know, after the first bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, the second bracha, the third bracha. Anything that you do, even after you started, the body is going to pull down. That's the next. Mizgaber v'yizdarez. Zokter nochdem. You got to be constantly mizgaber to be mizdarez and hold on to that ruach, to use the ruach to not let the body weigh you down and park you. And ground you. We're telling you about the sugya just to see the new terms that we have, the new koiches that we have on the table, the new names in the sugya. We see this offer and this ruach, and this is the sugya. Kanira. Well, some I'm touching a lot of sugyas, and I want to make maybe paint out the sugya in the begadol. Kinira, there's also two oifanim bechlav of how we could use this ruach, this rizus, this koyach, the source of rizus and simcha that a person has. And that's what Mr. Sham talks about at the end of Perek Zayin, famous part of Mr. Sham. Mr. Sham talks about the chitzonis maris and the pnimis. Mr. Sham says that sometimes a person will see that he has his latus that's going on bifnim, and that's the biggest mile. Vula ma'odam asha'in achem da zoif lo yhetes boi koroi. Eitz a toive, b'chidash mishir shom, eitz a toive ulu shiz doriz b'rtsoinoi, kidei shi moshech mize she tivolet boi achem da b'teva. Ki atnua achitsoino ma'oires apnimiz. In our new terms, Mishir means the following. The battle of Atzlos, the battle of Zuizos is to get this ruach going in yourself, to get it going yourself. Zot and Yisham Kinir, there were two Eifanim. There are times where a person maybe takes a void, but he gets it. Let's go, let's go, it's moving. So he sees. He sees, he has episodes, he's working with something in the bishop. There are sometimes, for whatever reason, maybe it's Yimei Asin, maybe there are other reasons, there are times a person says, Kiposh Gainish. He tries, it's a Gainish. Nothing's going from Bifnim, it's a Gainish from Bifnim. He can't activate that ruach Achai from Bifnim. Zotan is Yisharim, dear, there's a mahal called Chitzoyin Ismariz Abinimus. Start, get up, you stand there, you go, and you start shuckling, do jumping jacks, faces where everyone has what they want to do. You get the body going, on the outside. The soif dover is not that. The soif dover is it's going to be able to activate that koyach ruach from inside. Ah, frekzich hashayla. How do you get the body going? Where does the body start? Is it the body doesn't move. How do you get the body to get up? Get up to the shtedah, to get it to move, to get it to run to seder. How do you get it moving? Yeah, it's very diuk, poshut. So Shom says, this is toys people making the word of chitzonis meiris apnimis. You need a rotzen. Chitzonis meiris apnimis doesn't work without a rotzen. Ein echanami. Chitzonis meiris apnimis, a person, someone else forces you, lamashul, to run, it's not going to do anything to you. Chitzonis meiris apnimis is because you have a rotzen be'etzem to get yourself going. You have a rotzen to get yourself going. You can't, it's not going from within. That rotzen, you end up channeling it to make yourself move. That kenira, that rotzen itself, is neveya from the ruach, and that's enough to get your body going. That rotzen. That's to be some rotzen. That rotzen gets the body going. But at the point of this is the sugya. Without getting the ruach going, you're a dead man. You're finished. You're going to just remain atzlos. Atzlos. And again, we've seen the whole man. There's so many different faces, atzlos. So many different kuches, nekudas, and knachin, and different nekudas. But the tzad shove is atzlos is going to creep into your system here and there and there. When the ruach is going, the ruach of the person, that's what's in skaber. One of the theorizes brings out what we're speaking about tonight. Theorizes say pshat, and it's more than a pchelik in the Seder Shalom Ramchal. Now, Mishra Tumula, anyone who learns from the Seder Shalom, Zichah had the shver, very shver, shver part. At the end of Perek Vov, after he talks about Arichus, Atzlos versus Rizos, Hashem says that to Mu'udik Azan. He says, Kloli Shadavar, comes out from what we said, Chizuk Gadol Tzorach Ha'odom L'Schazik L'Schaber B'Zrizus L'Ases HaBitzvus. A person needs tremendous amount of schazkus, strength, re-strengthening, being mechazik himself, because, like you said, it's going against your natural teva. Bashlichoy me'alov koivir ha'atzlam ha'kevis al-yodah. To constantly throw off the koivir, the sluggishness that's pulling, that's constantly being ma'akiv and trying to tie you down and sabotage you. And then he says, Peladikazah. The dear, you know, this mind loves Jesus. Hamalochim nishtabhu b'mida ha'toivah adoiz. You know, the malochim. Gavriel, Michael, the malochim won ishtabeach with this mida of Jesus. Shenema. Diboyre koyach oise dvor lishmoya b'kol dvor. Everyone knows the Gemara on Shabbos. This is a soid she hamalochi yashoris mishtam shemboy, the Gemara says. Spasik is talking about Malachi Yeshuas. Giboyrei koyach kvuro is that. So he says, oh, you say dvar l'shmah dvar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose this midah, chose the great, to mishtabeach malachim. Vahimer, another pasik, nicheschem. Vachayo is rotzoi v'shov kemari abozak. Chayo is the name for malachim. Rotzoi v'shov, back and forth, like lightning. They go fly, back and forth, without any kuvin, like lightning. Moving, going, doing. Fir taisim is yishom. V'hine, ha'odom, hu odom v'lay malach. Shino, anshali, not a malach. Nosim, you're not a malach. You're a mensch. You're not a malach. Al kein yefshul es yagil gvuros yesh malach. So you should know, you're not going to be able to reach the level of zuiz of malach. Ach vaday, shekol ma sheyuchol lizgari b'madrega say love roish yizgari. We should try as much as you could to come close to the madrega of malach. Tell him there, wherever in the times of Yishor, or anywhere else in Chazal, you ever see that anywhere they tell you to copy a malach. It's the ganze b'riyas olam. Because the Shmocha decided to give Torah to an Adam. We're an Adam. We're not trying to emulate malachim. We're not malachim. That's what I'm doing over here. No, the malachim are mishtabeach b'midas azrizus. And a person should try to come close as much as he could to midas azrizus. Torah says, here, state the ganze of what we're saying tonight. This is what we want. But Torah says like this. Midas azrizus and atzus is different than every other midah. Atzlus is totally encompassing the human being. There's no way out. There's no way out. If you are human, you're not. You're dead. You're finished. There's no. It doesn't have to be chal in you. It doesn't have to be incited. You're mitchila v'atzoif, one sluggish metzias, gush offer. It doesn't move. And constantly, it's deep. Constantly kicks in, and that's your whole life. And you can't add yoy moyscha. You can be fighting against that. Where's the mokum moitzeh? Where's the tikkun? The teretz is you have something in you that's malachtik. That's the answer. And you have it in you. We have in ourselves another koyach, which we all have, which is just as strong, just as unstoppable. It's a malach. That's the pasuk we saw. Ve'yipa pa'apa v'nishmas chayim. We have something min elyoinim min atachtoinim. The chelek that you have, you need to know. If you want to see it, look at a malach. Because sometimes an otzel thinks he's lost. He says, what's going to go? Look at a malach. Look at a malach a bit. Study a malach. And realize you have that koyach of Zerizus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in. He needed to put that in you. He put such a strong koyach of atzlus in you. So there has to be a zelum mazeh. There's a koyach of Zerizus, this ruach, this enthusiasm, this thing. When you get it going, it can't stop. You see people that can't stop. So Shiva is around the world. You look at these people. Not stopping. You get it turning, you get it going, it doesn't stop. It's a mayna mizgaber, mayna nevea. You hear people, some people that just push, don't stop. That's Jesus, that's Ruach. Dozach Mesir Hashem. Hashem later on says, if a person tries to get everything he could during his life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him Bishleimus, Lass above him. Because he says at the end of the day, you're fond of, you have a body, and you're not going to be able to get a full matri in it, full Jesus, you're going to get it totally. Oh, but this is an akuda that we want. It opened up. But yes, Atzlus is a totally encompassing, a totally famok the ganze mesh, it's melafi for the whole person. Mitchila v'atzoif. Not only comes from the outside, it's melafi. It is mitchila v'atzoif, your offer. And it's a certain way daunting because, like, how do I get out of it? Okay, I'll start with the beginning of the Seder. It's going to come back. It's come back weiter. And the first day, there's the second day, there's not third. It's always there. It's always there. And I start. It's the ganze life is an uphill battle. But the Eitzah to understand is you're not fighting me an uphill battle. There's another koyach in you that's just as powerful as Atlas. Just as much as Atlas pulls down the whole time, there's a koyach that pushes and pushes and pushes and pushes. Our job is to activate it, to learn about it in ourselves, to learn about how to activate it, to tap it on, look at a bunch of different ways, how to hold on to it, how to use it in the right way. But this is the tikkun. And this is the only tikkun, the midas atzlus, the midas zrizus, that comes in the koyach haruach and the rishus chayim in the person.